You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday, the 8th of March, 2023, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I want to take a look at some Irish news today to do with transgenderism, but before I do that, I just want to add a footnote to what I was talking about yesterday when I was saying that the government need to deal with this issue of multiculturalism, and that's a problem that they will have to deal with. I was a little bit flippant there. There are ways that it can be dealt with. Patriotic Alternative have a policy, which you can look at on their website, a policy of voluntary repatriation, where you would offer incentives for people to go back to their ancestral homelands or to go to the country where their language that they speak is the first language spoken there. One of the ways you could encourage people to do this is to say, well, the government are not going to pay for any interpreters. We'll pay for interpreters, or we'll have interpretations for tourists. But if you want to live in the country, you should at least know how to speak the language of the country. One of the languages of the country, of course, Welsh, Gaelic or English. And that would encourage people to think, well, maybe I would be better off in my ancestral homeland where people speak my language. And if you were to be offering them a large sum of money so they could go back there and set up a business, then it would be quite an attractive offer. I think Patriotic Alternative also say that the more family members that go with you, the more money you get as well. So it's not like it doesn't conform with human rights legislation and the right to a family. And you'd actually get more money for the more family members that go with you. If you were to be breaking the law and you were sent to prison again, then there would be some deal with you to be returned to your ancestral country of origin. So there are all different ways of doing it, which don't include being mean to people, that actually could set people up with very good businesses in a country of their choice among the people that they are most closely related to. So if people wanted to check out the ideas that Patriotic Alternative have on that, then they should go out and check out the Patriotic Alternative page. I think it's called Our Plan at patrioticalternative.org.uk. As I said, I want to get into transgenderism today because I did think that the Irish government were not going to be teaching this in the schools for some reason. Perhaps I was wrong there, because now they've just come out and said they will be teaching it in schools. Ireland's Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister and other ministers have backed demands to see transgenderism taught in elementary schools. Senior officials within Ireland's hard-line progressive government have backed demands to see transgenderism taught in the country's primary schools, despite the massive backlash that such a plan has seen. And I mean, the main problem with this is that it's causing confusion in the children. At least that's the way it looks to me. There's been a massive, massive, massive increase in the number of children that are presenting as if they have gender dysphoria, which has coincided with this promotion of transgenderism everywhere, and this promotion of the idea that children can be diagnosed as being gender dysphoric at a very early age, and they should then be socially transitioned. And of course, what goes along with social transition is it seems like you have power over the teachers, because the teachers then have to refer to you by your chosen pronouns. Everybody has to refer to you by your chosen pronouns. And if you're a child at school, you get a little bit of a celebrity status from this, and everybody is paying attention to you. And that can be very, very, very attractive for a child. And also you get children with body dysmorphia. Maybe they're bipolar, maybe they're anorexic, maybe they're bulimic, maybe they've got all sorts of other issues that could be mistaken as being transgenderism. And then, of course, you get all this promotion of it. They're all being taught about it. And then you're introducing confusion into it as well by saying, like they were saying in the Isle of Man that we were talking about yesterday, oh, there are 72 different genders, which is a fantasy. There are two genders that conform with the two sexes. And the two sexes are what we see throughout the natural world. And yet this teaching of transgenderism teaches children that people can actually change sex, that they can have an operation, and if they change their genitalia, make their genitalia look different, that turns them into the opposite sex. And of course, they're basically giving these children false beliefs. And the ones that are transgender, they're giving them false hopes by telling them that all they have to do is have this operation and take some puberty blockers, and they'll be the gender that they wish to be. And of course, after all these operations, they still have the different bone structure. They still have the larger hands. They still have the larger feet. They still have the completely different hips and pelvis, things that you can't change. They still have the same XY chromosomes. And then they get very depressed because they realize that actually they can't actually change their sex. And the teachers were lying to them when they said that they could. And that can become very depressing. And I should imagine that probably leads to more suicides than what we're told is that, oh, the transgenders commit suicide because they're ostracized in society. They're not ostracized. I think people are extremely conscientious and would be as polite as they could possibly be around them, and certainly have a lot of sympathy for somebody who is unhappy in the body that they're in. But after they have actually changed their body and had all these operations, and then they realize they can't actually change sex, but what they have done is cause themselves to be infertile, unable to enjoy sex, and this strange looking creature that is neither male nor female, and that cannot actually be rectified now that they've done all of this. And I think that is what leads to the suicide. So this plan of being inclusive, we want to be inclusive, we want everybody to feel happy as if they're wanted by society. I think this is the wrong way of going about doing it. The way we should be doing it is by teaching people to be happy in the gender that they're in, happy in the body that they are in, reinforcing these gender norms so that people know what they are, how they're going to turn out, and encouraging people to be happy in the gender that they are in, happy being a little boy, happy being a little girl, and not socially transitioning, and not teaching them about these things when they're young. If they want to investigate these things for themselves, fine, the internet's there, they can investigate it for themselves. And that would show that they've already got an interest in this and they're trying to find out the information. But if it's being taught into the school, there's always the likelihood that it is because it's being taught to them, because it's being taught in a certain way, and it's being promoted by being taught in the schools, that is going to encourage more of them to think that they may well be transgender, especially when they get to puberty, when people get unsure of themselves and they're not really sure about things. They might go through a phase, might think they're attracted to the same gender, and it's just a phase that they're going through. But today that could get confused with a child presenting as transgender, and then you would get all the social transitioning by the teachers would step in there, and they would be misleading the child by saying there are all these different genders, and you can actually change sex, and when you're older you can just have this operation. And it can really mess these children's heads up. But I think the motive behind it is just that the government want people to feel more included. It's just that they're going about the wrong way about this. It comes shortly after one of the largest elementary school groups in the country, the Catholic Primary Schools Management Association, denounced the plan in an open letter to ministers, alleging that the plan aimed to teach children about a topic for which there is no scientific or medical consensus. This is very good. I'm very, very pleased to see the Catholic primary schools speaking up about this, denouncing this. Because of course, the Bible says God created man, male and female created he them. There are two genders. They are supposed to get married. The male is supposed to cleave to the female and become one flesh and have children. And that was the plan that God outlined through the Bible that the Catholic Church is upholding here by saying there is no scientific or medical consensus for this. I guess they haven't pointed out that religiously it goes against all religious teaching as well, but it's quite truthful. There is no scientific or medical consensus. They haven't done enough studies on these children that they've been transitioning at an early age. None of them are old enough yet to see what damage has been done to them by the puberty blockers and giving them the opposite sex's hormones. And of course, there's no scientific proof for people being born into the wrong body. In actual fact, that's been proved to be wrong. Transgender brains, what have you, that they show a very similar size and shape to them as everybody else's brains. It's not like there's a female brain that's been born into a male body, which is a common idea of what causes this. So the Catholic primary schools, they've been speaking up about this, but such concerns have largely been rejected by senior officials in Ireland, with an Irish Times report noting that the country's Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, and a number of other officials coming out on Monday to support the plan. So regardless of the fact there's no scientific consensus, there's no medical consensus, these progressive politicians who have obviously seen activists promoting these ideas to them, they want to appear to be liberal, they want to appear to be progressive, rather like the SNP in Scotland. So they think what they should be doing is promoting this stuff to children. And then they can say, we're right at the forefront of being inclusive and equality for transgenders and teaching it to the children. And isn't everything wonderful? But of course, it's not, because you just end up with lots and lots and lots of confused children. Trans people exist. They have always existed. And I think it makes more sense in schools to just inform children about the world around them, declared Leo Varadkar, Ireland's LGBTQ plus Prime Minister, while Ireland's sitting Justice Minister Simon Harris described the plan as using facts and science to teach children. Well, there's two issues here. Nobody is saying that transgender people don't exist. I mean, this always seems to be their argument. They will say, well, we exist, therefore we should be promoted to children. But they don't exist until you're an adult. It was Kemi Badenoch pointed that out. Obviously, that's with United Kingdom legislation. But you're not able to actually change the sex on your birth certificate until you are 18. So Kemi Badenoch pointed out that teachers should be referring to children by the gender that is on their birth certificate, because obviously that cannot be changed. So what they're effectively saying there is that trans people exist. Obviously, we have people that are confused about their gender, but they're not actually able to take steps to change their gender until they're 18. And to promote these ideas to children is very dangerous, because you run the risk of them thinking, oh, I must be transgender, when in actual fact it may be some other type of problem that they've got. And because everybody is told they have to affirm a person's presented gender, nobody can actually say to these children, well, you might be autistic, you might have anorexia, you might be wrong. And if they're saying that, they're not affirming the child's preferred gender, and therefore they're being transphobic. And a logical offshoot from that, of course, is to say, well, you're engaging in conversion therapy. You're trying to convert this child away from the way that they're supposed to be, which is transgender. So all these arguments as to why this shouldn't be done, and the children's safety should come first. The child's safety should come first. And of course, Leo Varadkar and his group will probably say, well, this is what we're thinking about. We're thinking about the trans children's safety. But what they're doing there is they're accepting the idea that children can know that they are the opposite sex. They can consent to taking puberty blockers. They can consent to being brought up as if they are the opposite gender. And that implies a maturity in a child that a child just doesn't have. I think it's wrong to refer to trans kids the same as it's wrong to refer to LGBTQ kids, because kids should not be engaging in homosexual activities. And it's engaging in homosexual acts that makes one a homosexual. So to say that there are gay kids, it means that they've been engaging in sexual activity under the age of consent, which means that they've been abused. So there are all these issues with this, which basically show that they're not putting the children's best interests at heart. They're not looking out for safeguarding the children's interests. What they're more concerned with is promoting transgenderism and lesbian, gay and bisexual ideas and lifestyles so that they can appear to be inclusive. And that seems to be more important to them than protecting children, which is basically just virtue signaling, isn't it? If that's all they're on about is being inclusive, and we have to make the tiny, tiny, tiny proportion of transgenders feel just as included as everybody else, and that's more important than giving children gender dysphoria or mistakenly diagnosing gender dysphoria and ending up with somebody then regretting all these operations that they've had at the age of 25. I mean, that's awful when you've got these women that have had mastectomies because they were convinced that they were actually male, then they realise they're not, and then they realise they're infertile. Or you get men that have been castrated, become eunuchs and had operations, and they realise, I'm still a man, and I was just confused and I was encouraged to believe this. I mean, we did a Daily Nationalist on one of these males that has done that, that actually did that. And it's horrific. He says he still wakes up, he still has dreams that it's still there. He wakes up and there's still like a sort of tingling there, like it should be there, only there's nothing there. I mean, it's absolutely horrific for what this guy's been put through. So teaching this stuff to children and promoting it, you run the risk of there being a wrong diagnosis of somebody that isn't actually transgender. So the fact that that could happen should be more important than making transgenders feel that as if, they're so included that their ideas get taught to young children. You should imagine that transgenders would think, well, I'm willing to not actually be promoted to children and wait till they're 18, because surely that would be much better than somebody mistakenly getting castrated or mistakenly getting their breasts cut off. You would think that they themselves would be thinking that. Probably some of them do. But it's these activist organisations that have the ear of the politicians. The politicians say, well, we need to find out about this subject. It's obviously a hot button subject. We need an expert to talk to us about it. And of course, the only experts there are on it are also activists. I mean, this is another of these problems with this. Ireland's sitting Justice Minister Simon Harris described the plan as using facts and science to teach children. So he's obviously been misled. He's been told that this is all scientific, that the science is all settled, and of course it's not. And we saw that yesterday in the Isle of Man with this drag queen telling the children there that there were 72 genders. That's not fact. That's not science. That's ideology, and that is the promotion of progressive ideas. So somebody has misled this justice minister by telling him that it's all fact. Deputy Prime Minister Michael Martin, meanwhile, lashed out at the CPSMA for its open letter to the government, that's the Catholic Primary School Organisation, alleging that it was an inappropriate way of dealing with the government's plans to push pro-trans ideology. Well, how do they expect the school to respond to it? Surely the schools, the organisation of the schools are going to go directly to the government and say, look, we don't think this is right. And these are the reasons why we don't think this is right. What other ways would he prefer for the Catholic organisation to show its disapproval of this idea? He reportedly said, I think letters of that kind are not the way to deal with these issues. I think that there has to be a sensitivity around this. And the broader context is the relationships and sexuality program, which is in our primary schools. And that's the same teaching that was being taught to the Isle of Man students. And it's not just in the relationships and sexuality. They also embed this into every other subject so that they can say, well, these homosexual relationships are equal to everything else. When they have a maths question, they need, and it concerns a family, the family involved needs to be two men and one boy, or they need to embed lesbians into geography in some way. So they embed all these different genders, all these different sexualities, they embed them in all the different lessons. So it's not just in relationships and sexuality, that's just the the lesson where they would actually concentrate on this stuff. And of course, in order to concentrate on it, they get in an expert, and the expert is an activist, as we saw in the Isle of Man. The expert there was a drag queen. The major political response to the CPSMA's letter seems to indicate some uneasiness within the Irish political class in regards to the public response to plans to teach transgenderism at elementary school level. And I did read a news report yesterday about a school that had stopped doing this, and they stopped doing it because all the Muslims, it was a predominantly Muslim school, all the Muslims got together and they signed a petition, and the school said, well, they're not going to teach this stuff to the children. So that really seems to indicate that if you can get enough people together to sign a petition against this, then you might well have some success. So that's really what the Irish should be doing. They should all be getting together to protest against this. And we've seen recently that they do seem to be putting on a lot of protests against illegal immigration at the moment. They do seem to be uniting around that. And this could be another cause that they could unite around. And if they get enough numbers there, then they might put enough pressure on the government to change this. Of course, the government is uneasy about this. I mean, they don't even want the Catholic group to send a letter in. If they were to start organising some protests, then you might see some changes. Although the controversy surrounding Ireland's sex education system has been ruminating for a number of years now, this recent row appeared to be sparked after the country's children's minister voiced open support for transgender issues to be taught in school ahead of a planned rework of various parts of the country's education system. Now, this is alarming, really. This is somebody who should have children's best interests at heart. He's the children's minister. And yet, what is more important to him is transgenderism and the idea that there might be a transgender child. There might be such a thing as a transgender child. Therefore, everything has to be geared around that transgender child, which, if there is a transgender child, it's going to be a tiny, 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 tiny minority. And by doing that, though, they put all the other children at risk of thinking they might be transgender and run the risk of increasing the number of children with gender dysphoria. That's the issue. I think they have to weigh things up. They have to weigh up the needs of one against the needs of everybody else. And of course, they'll say, oh, well, it's not about that. It's for everybody's good that we're going to promote this transgenderism. But quite clearly, it isn't, when we've seen this massive increase in children claiming to be gender dysphoric, and also a massive increase in adults regretting having these operations, which is a really serious thing. As I say, it must be awful for them to have actually lost organs and body parts that they wish they hadn't. The CPSMA, which represents 89% of the country's primary schools, hit back hard at such a suggestion with an open letter on Monday, decrying the plan as being inappropriate. That's really good. 89% of the country's primary schools are against this. They're saying we don't want this. And yet it is being forced on them from above. It's being forced on them by the politicians. They said we should not prematurely introduce children to complex and sensitive topics around which there is no scientific or medical consensus, the group's letter to the politicians read. It also expressed fear that the sudden spike in the number of transgender children may be down to it being a psychological contagion rather than an inherent biological issue. And this is the really shocking thing when they put the numbers in here. They say in the UK, the numbers of children referred to the Gender Identity Development Service rose from 50 a year in 2009 to 25,000. In 2020. Let's just say that again. 10 years ago, there were just 50 children a year that were saying that they were gender dysphoric. And in 2020, 2 years ago, there were 25,000. I mean, that is a thousands of percent increase. And it's happened at the time that there's been this promotion of all these ideas of transgenderism. It's happened since the promotion of drag queens to children on TV. It's happened since the promotion of lesbian, gay and bisexual ideologies in the schools, and it's moved on to promoting transgenderism and talking about these issues. And I think this shows that just talking about these issues encourages children to think that they may be like that themselves. As I say, because they want the attention, because they become a bit of a celebrity then. You also have certain left-wing single mothers that think that this will make them the center of attention and their child has to be special. And I mean, maybe because, I mean, everybody thinks that their child is special. But you may have a single mother that thinks that their child is special. And what way is it that my child is special? Ah, it's because they're transgender. So they'll promote this idea that they're transgender. And I think there's another reason why there is this increase. It could also be because of plastics in the environment. A lot of plastics are actually hormone disruptors. They're endocrine disruptors. A lot of them mimic estrogen. And there's a lot of contraceptive pill in the environment as well that mimics estrogen. So there may be an environmental factor, but I would say certainly it has to be that talking about these issues has increased the number of people identifying with this. And also you can say that has to be the reason, because the number of people that are regretting being put on puberty blockers and having all these operations, that has massively increased as well. So what that says is that there are children that are being diagnosed as having this when they don't actually have this. So why is it they are being diagnosed as having it? Well, it's because they are thinking themselves that they might have this because they've been taught about it. Because this confusion about gender has been introduced into these children's minds by telling them things like there are 72 different genders. The organisation continued saying, significantly, this increase in referrals was accompanied by a change in the case mix from predominantly birth-registered males with gender incongruence from an early age to predominantly birth-registered females presenting with later onset of reported gender incongruence in early teen years. So up until this point, it was mainly little boys who were being diagnosed as showing these feminine characteristics and they've got gender dysphoria. And that has changed to it being women claiming to be men. And by the time they're in secondary school as well, not at a young age, but at a much older age where you've got females claiming to that they are actually males. And there was an author that wrote a book about this recently, about this huge increase. And I think she said part of it was this fear that teenage girls have of males and this fear of being raped. And essentially they think that if they present as a male, if they have their own penis, then they're not going to be raped, which is a really sad indictment of our society, that we're teaching women to be, or young girls to be, so frightened of being raped by men that they think that that will be the solution. And of course, then if they have this operation where they cut all the muscles off of their arms so that they can build a facsimile of a penis for themselves, you know, they physically scar themselves, and then they have their breasts cut off as well, and then they regret it. It's horrific. As I was pointing out the other day as well, these trans men that then go on to have children, that really shows that they're not male minds within female bodies, because a male mind would not have a desire to get pregnant. A male mind would have a desire to get somebody else pregnant, but not to get pregnant themselves. In response, pro-transgenderism NGO Belong To criticised this letter, with the LGBTQ plus charity insisting that there are trans young people in Ireland's elementary schools, and that ignoring their existence by refusing to teach transgender ideology will cause them harm. How is it going to cause them harm? If you've got people that have been diagnosed with gender dysphoria in the school, they're already going to know about these issues, aren't they? Only they're not. They're going to have been taught this fantasy that they can actually change sex and everything's wonderful and it should be celebrated that they have this dysphoria. And they know that it's a dysphoria, and they'll be taught that the reason why it's not very nice for them is because they're not accepted in society, and because the rest of the school is not referring to their correct pronouns and all the rest of it, when the fact of the matter is, it's a dysphoria. It's not something that should be celebrated. Feeling dysphoric means not feeling happy, feeling unhappy, feeling sad. And the studies that they've done have shown that after they have these operations, these transgenders, they're not any happier. They're just the same as before. So it doesn't alleviate the dysphoria. And all of this is geared towards promoting the idea that this is fact. This is the way that things are. The way that we should deal with this is by telling children there are 71, 72 different genders, breaking down the gender norms. And I would suggest that that's the opposite of the way to deal with it. The way to deal with it is look at it and say, well, this is dysphoria. This is not something to be desired. What we should be doing is reinforcing the gender differences. And we should be encouraging anybody that a little boy say that isn't happy being a little boy, thinks he might be a little girl, they need to be doing lots and lots of little boy things with him so that he understands, he finds something that he enjoys doing, that little boys do enjoy doing. And it's the same with the girls. You've got girls that are thinking they may be little boys. You need to give them lots and lots of little girl things to do until they become excited about one of them and become happy with being a little girl. That's the solution to this. Not pretending that people can be born into the wrong body. So it's very sad that the Irish government look like they're going to be promoting these ideas in primary school, but it's very good that the Catholic representatives of these primary schools, they have spoken up about it, and that's 90% pretty much of all the primary schools in Ireland are rejecting this. So I find that that's very good news, at least. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.